Gazprom, come on. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mad Money Machine Show number 21. I'm Paul Douglas Boyer, and I'll be your potpourri blender today. This is the show where we try to figure out if Jim Cramer can make us rich or not. But Gazprom? Hey, lots of stuff to get to on this potpourri edition of the Mad Money Machine. I've got a tool that lets you retire in 3 months. I've got a very special guru roulette. I've got Portfolio Smackdown, Investment Guru Challenge, American Idols, and lots more on the Mad Money Machine! This show doesn't provide any investment advice. I'm really just telling you what other people have said. Do your own homework before spending any money. I'm glad that's out of the way. Well, on Wednesday, May 3rd's show, Jim Cramer suggested that we all go out and get onto the Russian stock exchange, I guess, and buy Gazprom. I just want to know, who of you listeners is going to go and buy Gazprom? It just doesn't seem worth the trouble. Aren't there any U.S. stocks or maybe even some other ETFs that are going to go up? Hey, and I just got word that we have a winner in our Great Bull Giveaway. Congratulations to Sweetheart, who, as you can tell from the website, did write in to claim his prize. So when Sweetheart sends me his home address, I'll gladly mail that bull. Congratulations, Sweetheart. I hope that bull brings you many years of bullishness. And to everyone else who entered the contest, thanks very much for entering. I'm glad that you are now a commentable member of the MadMoneyMachine.com website. And keep listening, because you know what? I may just dig up something else to give away, and all of you who have already entered will be eligible to win the next prize, too. So keep listening. Let's play a round of Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. Then for the selected guru, give a little background on them and on their investment philosophy. So here we go! And the winner this time is one of my all-time investment guru idols, Louis Rukeyser. Louis Rukeyser was best known for his role as the host of Wall Street Week with Louis Rukeyser, a show on which he appeared for 32 years. Rukeyser helped to popularize the often dull and arcane subjects of economics and finance with puns that drew appreciative groans from his audience. Once, while answering a viewer's letter on investing in a hairpiece manufacturer, he said, "If all your money seems to be hair today and gone tomorrow, we'll try to make it grow by giving you the bald facts on how to get your investments to pay." After a market slump, he considered changing the name of the show to Wall Street Wake. Well, I've written a tribute to him, and I call it An Ode to Louis Rukeyser. There once was a man named Lou, who knew what we investors should do. "Be bullish," he would say, in a bad punny way, "'cause there's no sense in bear stew." Another quote attributed to him, says Wikipedia, is, "15 cents of every 20-cent stamp goes for storage." Well, Louis Rukeyser passed away this past Tuesday. You know, his show was so good and I miss it so much, I would even pay to watch reruns of it from iTunes. And if you happen to be listening to this Mad Money Machine podcast before Friday evening, May the 5th, know that on CNBC at 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock, they're going to have a special show remembering Louis Rukeyser. I'll be sure and catch that one. Well, I made it a point to watch Louis Rukeyser from the early days of my career when I started bringing home a paycheck to figure out what to do with it. I can definitely say that watching his show had an impact on me. I hope to somehow be able to help carry on his idea of making the topic of investing fun. There's our guru for show 21, Louis Rukeyser. Hey, I got a nice mention in MarketWatch.com this week. Nice pop-in clicks and downloads. It mentioned some of the other Cramer fan sites like CramerWatch.org, YourMoneyWatch.com, and the MadMoneyRecap.com. And I got to find out about Leonard the Wonder Monkey. Yeah, Leonard the Wonder Monkey out at CramerWatch.org. It says, at CramerWatch.org, we show how you would be better picking buy or sell at random, which is pretty much how our monkey, Leonard, picks stocks. And Leonard is right more often than Jim, with a lot less noise. It said, the score on the left side of the page keeps a running tab of how many times both Jim and Leonard are right and wrong and how much return on investment you would have made for the same $1,000 investment. We use Jim's lightning round picks, and Leonard flips a coin. Let's go ask Leonard the Wonder Monkey about a stock. Here, click here to ask Leonard. I'll type in MSFT. I'm bananas over this stock. Bye, bye, bye. You should see the picture of Jim Cramer beside that Leonard the Wonder Monkey. Oh, it's just quite a juxtaposition, I must say. I love Leonard the Wonder Monkey. Well, that website might have a rather cynical view on all things Jim Cramer. And on the last show, Dave talked about going out to the MadMoneyMachine.com and clicking on the Google ads because he felt it was a way to pay for the website using somebody else's money. And I like that idea. I went out and clicked on one of the Google ads, and it brought me to InvestmentU, which apparently is another site that's a little skeptical of Jim Cramer. An article written by Mark S-K-O-U-S-E-N Skousen. He says, today I predict the exact date the Jim Cramer show will bite the dust. And he goes on and he says, if you're like me, you can only take so much of Jim Cramer and the Cramer effect. I personally can't watch his show for more than 5 minutes without getting a headache. This wild man of CNBC is a walking disaster who willy-nilly makes speculators millionaires one day and bankrupts them the next. Cramer has taken Wall Street down a drunken road ever since the refined and eloquent Louis Rukeyser sadly left the scene. Lou, come back and save us from this crazy bobblehead. And Mark goes on, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of it, he says, I predict Jim Cramer will run out of gas and collapse in exhaustion live on CNBC during his lightning round on this date, Tuesday, June 6th, 2006. Be sure and watch at 6 p.m. This gives new meaning to the word D-Day, he says. Well, we'll watch and see. I think Jim has a whole lot of energy, and he will go on for a long, long time. Well, I mentioned that Lou Rukeyser was my investment idol. Well, what about the American Idols? If you don't want to know who will win on American Idol, then don't go out to dialidol.com. They have an automatic phone dialing software that measures busy signals on each of the contestants. So whoever has the most busy signals gets ranked the highest. And I've gone out to that site and taken a look, and I have to say I do agree with the person who has been ranked the highest on there almost every week. Everyone I talk to says they like this singer. And if you want to know who the winner will be, go out to madmoneymachine.com/secret page, and you'll see who the top vote getter is. Hey, just a quick shout out, a happy birthday shout out to my parents. Yeah, I said that right. My parents' birthday is today, May 4th. They were both born on the same day, a few years apart. Happy birthday. Let's go get that tool in the crib. Want to make huge money? Play Pick the Earning Poppers at earnings.com or at money.cnn.com/data/earnings. You can have as little as $1,000 to play. Yes, you too can retire on $1 million within only 3 months of playing Pick the Earning Poppers. If you've ever watched CNBC, or perhaps for your older folks, the Nightly Business Report on PBS. then you've no doubt seen them say something like, "Alert, XYZ Corp announced earnings after the close and the stock has popped 10% in after-hours trading." Or on NBR, more like, "Shares of QED fell sharply after the market closed due to lower than expected earnings. Analysts had expected $1.56 a share. QED came in at $1.55 a share." When companies report their earnings, you stand to make a killing in the options market. If a stock goes up 10%, your options are likely to go up 100% or more. Yes, that's 100% or more. Well, you need to be there with a bucket to collect up all that goodness. Simply go out to earnings.com, or the other one that's too long to say, and find out what companies are going to announce earnings after the market closed today. Then plop your bet down on a short-term, slightly out-of-the-money call or put, depending on whether you think it will be a penny higher or a penny lower. Then sit back and enjoy the fun at 4.05 p.m. on CNBC as your moneymaker is announced, charted, and exposed. Well, for example, Whole Foods, WFMI, reported a strong financial quarter. The stock was up 12% the next day, but the May $67.50 call was up 233% the next day, from 90 cents to $3. But seriously, folks, earnings.com and the other one are good resources to see what companies will be announcing earnings today and in the next few days. You can type in a stock's ticker symbol to see more info about its particular earnings predictions and dates. So it's a good thing to check before you buy a stock. Also, you might want to check the earnings of similar stocks because, you know, if Walmart says things are great, you can pretty well guess that Target is going to say things are great, too. That's our tool in the crib for show 21, earnings.com, and the other one. And as with all the tools I've given you so far, this one is free. Hey, Tim wrote in and said, also wanted to let you know you can get an alert for stocks under $10. Remember that tool from the crib the other time where I talked about the ActionAlertsPlus.com trick? Well, same trick works for stocks under $10. So go out to the MadMoneyMachine.com/secret page to see how that trick works. Let's do a little Mad Money review. Back on February 3rd, Jim said that there was a stock that was the best performing something, getting a lot of bad press. Cover your ears. The stock has stopped going down. We are in the beginning of the greatest bull market cycle for this stuff. Because there's a certain release of product coming out. It'll start to move in the second half of this year. It co-owns the best stuff of its kind in the industry. There's a new product expected to be the biggest, and it could be a takeover target by the flatlined other companies. Buy it right here at the bottom, $53.14. Well, of course, the stock I'm talking about is ERTS, Electronic Arts. Yeah, the best performing video game maker. Beginning of the greatest video game market cycle ever. Well, $53.14. Today, May the 4th, it closed at $48.55, down 11% today. If it's anything like Microsoft, it's probably not going to stop going down for the next few days anyway. But I'm sure Jim would say that's got to be the bottom. So on my previous show, show number 20, I had this to say. How about EWC, the Canadian exchange-traded fund? Fully 38% of that fund have been stocks that Cramer has said that he's bullish on. For example, Royal Bank of Canada is the biggest one in there. Manulife Financial going down in order. Encana, Suncor, Canadian National Resources, Canadian National Railway, Petro-Canada, Talisman, Alcan, Research in Motion. Nah, he hated that one, but it's in there. Just like Nortel's in there. Oh, he hates that one. Those two make up about 3% of the funds. So you're buying some stinkers when you buy some of these funds too. Brookfield Asset Management he likes, Cameco he likes, Falcon Bridge, Gold Corp, and all those make up 38% of the iShares Canadian fund. Well, what do you know? There was an article in realmoney.com, which appeared the day later in thestreet.com, called "It's Loony Not to Invest in Canada" by Jim Cramer. He said there's a right way and a wrong way to run an economy, and the conservatives have the right way, except they aren't our conservatives. And he goes down, he says the loony, I guess that's the Canadian money, has increased from 66 cents, where it was when I visited Canada 4 years ago, to the current 90 cents, and it's going higher. He says, for ages, I have been recommending Canadian banks as a way to play this multi-year trend, but for retail investors, the best way is with the iShares Canada, EWC, which has a nice smattering of financial and resource-based stocks that will benefit. First of all, what is this for retail investors? Is that us? Are we the retail investor? I want to point out that it was Debbie in California that called into the Mad Money TV show that said she read that article, or else I would never would have found it. Where were you, MadMoneyMachine.com listeners, for not pointing that out to me at feedback@MadMoneyMachine.com? Oh, I know, you're a little shy, a little skittish to participate. Well, don't be. It's just you and me here. Send me some feedback. So how about those portfolios going on at the Portfolio Smackdown at MadMoneyMachine.com/portfolios? The exchange-traded fund portfolio of 9 ETFs spread out through different categories and different regions in the world is up 13.2% as of May the 4th. And the 2006 portfolio of select Jim Cramer favorite stocks, 10 stocks in 10 different categories, is up 15.3%. And look who has come from the bottom to the top. It's Citi Trends, up 30.7% as of today. I wonder if we should ring the register on that one. Sara Lee is coming up just slightly from its negative 7 or 8% to minus 4.2%. And I'm wondering whether or not to sell that, as well as the Sienna, down 5%, and Paccar, which is now up nicely, 10% gain on that one. Southern Copper Corporation also up 21%, and Halliburton up 15%. Those are nicely performing. Go out and take a look at all those stocks in the portfolio. And speaking of portfolio challenges, we also have the Mad Money Machine Investment Guru Challenge going on. And we have over 100 people signed up and playing in this thing. Now, admittedly, there's a few that aren't active in there. They're just collecting their monthly dividend on their cash accounts. But going through some of the leaders as of today, but I don't think as of tomorrow because his stock went down. Gregory Smith is the leader at $129,905. And from the looks of it, he simply bought three great stocks all on April 6th and has held them. ERS, Empire Resources, he bought it at $30.04, and it reached a high of $64, but fell 16% today on heavy volume, down to $48.06. I think that's why his portfolio is probably due for a tumble. He also bought OVTI, Omnivision Technologies, at $30.73. It's up to $33.63. And Abaxis, ABAX, bought it at $23.85, and today it's $23.90. Hey, can't win them all. Matt WB is in second place with $122,266. He may be in first tomorrow. He made most of his money with General Motors April calls. Hey, good call, Matt WB. And in third place is Doug Ashley with $110,832. And it looks like he's made all his money going long on OIH. You remember that from a few shows back? The Oil Services Holders ETF. Nice pick, Doug. Trailing the pack at dead last is TOS35, who bought Rotech Healthcare, ROHI, ahead of the earnings on April 20th. And apparently TOS35 mistakenly bought the stock long instead of shorting it because it fell from $6.24 down to $4.31 today. That's a nasty loss. Keep listening to Yoss 35, and we'll figure out a way to make it all back and then some. Oh, and the ETF portfolio is at $101,866. You gotta beat that, stock pickers. So I'm starting to think more about this sell in May and go away thing that people keep saying over and over and over. You know, if enough people say it, they're going to start believing it and everybody's going to start selling. So stop saying it. There's a bear article out on MarketWatch.com called Go Bulls, Just Watch Your Backs commentary. It's hard out there being a bear by Michael Kahn, K-A-H-N, written on May 1st. And he gets into some of the reasons why he's been thinking the stock market goes down, should go down, and why it just keeps laughing at him and going up. He says people are starting to call him the perma bear. He says there's a sector that he's watching very closely, and that's the securities brokers and dealers. What other group has fooled us by sporting negative momentum readings and other technical warning signs, only to laugh at as it ignores them all? He says, in fact, the American Stock Exchange Broker-Dealer Index has outperformed the market for the past decade and picked up its relative pace just about a year ago. He says, true, there have been short-term corrections in the relative performance, so if we focus just on this past year, we'll see that they've not lasted very long at all. It has been a relentless advance that has rewarded the believers handsomely, and that is why it has my vote as canary in the coal mine, and the best sign that all of the bearish evidence is finally starting to take its toll. When this index finally cracks, we will likely see a sea change in the market. So you go, bulls. Continue to work your magic, but please don't make the mistake of thinking that a bull market that is already 3 years old is immune to declines. Enjoy those dwindling numbers of sectors that are still going up. Scoff at bears like me, if you like. But even if you think the steam of positive earnings will overpower all the other factors cited here, please at least tweak your portfolio to reduce exposure to sectors that are already going down, and cut back on those that have gone up so much that they now constitute a disproportionately high percentage of your holdings. He goes on to say, it's not that you should become a bear just because I say you should. Rather, it's just common sense to reduce risk and at least consider an exit strategy. When the market finally changes its mind, it will be capable of swift punishment for those who are not prepared. End of story. Well, when do you sell stocks? I saw another article out on some place like About.com that gave personal reasons and market reasons for when you'd want to sell stocks. The personal reasons included things like your risk tolerance has been reached. So for whatever reason, the stock is just too volatile for your nerves. Or maybe you just need some cash. Or maybe you have a moral or ethical conflict. Kramer says not. Or the grass is greener on the other side. Maybe there's something else better that you want to buy with your money. Or you've reached your goal. It worked and you've got there, so now you need to get out and sell. Among the market-driven reasons, though, let's say the stock drops by X percent. Most of the traders say you shouldn't take big losses, so you've got to set a floor, say 6 to 8%. If it gets down there, gotta sell. Or the company flounders. This is the investor's signal to sell. Investor bought the company because of its fundamentals and its business plan. When something changes and the company loses its way, the investor has to re-examine whether it's the same company or not. Or maybe the stock is just too overvalued, which is kind of the same thing as reaching your goal, maybe. Or rebalancing your portfolio, kind of the same thing said again. Says there may be other market-driven reasons to sell that are just as valid as these are. And always consider the consequences, transaction costs, taxes, etc., before making any decision to sell. And Jim would say, don't worry about the taxes. Get out! And this late breaking news, I just got an alert from Google saying that there's an article out at Ottawa Insight, personal finance section, article called Cashing In on Kramer by Raphael Ruffalo. And it's got a lot of quotes by yours truly. I'll have a link to that article out at the madmanmachine.com website. Go read it. It's worth it. It's good for a chuckle. Oh,
Coming on May 18th, the show they don't want you to hear. It gives a new meaning to the term booyah. Full of secrets and intrigue, it's a show you won't want to miss.
The Kramer Code.
Coming on May 18th.
Well, it's time for me to get out of here. I sure am glad that you joined me on this Madman Machine Show number 21. And please consider becoming an active member of the Mad Money Machine by going out to madmoneymachine.com, and up at the right-hand corner you'll see a tab there called Action Items. And you read down through the list of things that you can do to be an active participant in the Mad Money Machine. Pick one, pick them all, but just do some picking. Until next time, this is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes stock to make a Mad Money Machine.
You've been listening to Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine. Some music played on this program was made possible by the Podsafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Mad Money Machine is not affiliated with Jim Cramer, CNBC, Real Money, TheStreet.com, or anyone else, really. I may have long or short positions on some or all of the investments discussed on this show. Although the information discussed on this program is believed to be reliable, neither I nor the sponsors of this program make any representations or warranties whatsoever as to its accuracy or completeness. Nor do we assess, verify, or guarantee the suitability or profit of any particular investment, and you should not rely solely upon this program for purposes of transacting securities or other investments. Opinions expressed by me and any of my guests are current opinions only and subject to change without notice. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time for more of Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine.